This is a podcast from the BBC.
Today, Scott Mills Daily includes all of the stars coming out and wishing me a happy birthday. There's two. Also, some reviews of this podcast. After you listen to this, if you like it, please give us a star rating and leave a review if you have the time. And John Newman returns to the show. He brings his alter ego with him and makes the EastEnders theme tune even better. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Chainsmokers, I was in the gym yesterday, boring, won't bore you with the details of that, but Selfie was playing, and I was like, that was the Chainsmokers. And then, when you think of that now, that's mad.
And also, we didn't really know much about the Chainsmokers when that came out, so you make all these assumptions, don't you, that it was going to be something, like, seriously cheesy.
Well, like, you put it up there with kind of, I don't know, like Crazy Frog or something at the time.
Yeah.
You're like, well, what is this? It's a novelty song. We'll never hear of them again. And then they just release tune after tune after
tune. It's true. They're so different to how you imagined they were then.
I thought that was a complete novelty song.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd never hear of them. But now look.
Oi, Scott, can I just say, happy birthday.
Thank you. I don't like a fuss.
I know you don't like a fuss. And I know you probably will be annoyed at me saying it. But
I appreciate
happy birthday, mate.
Thank you very much. And thanks for my present, which you've told me not to open on air specifically. So God knows what that is.
How good's the rapping, though?
I know. Now, can I be honest? I really appreciate it, and thank you.
What, receipt or something?
No. You did not... I haven't opened it yet. You did not rap that yourself.
No, I'll be honest with you, I didn't. But that doesn't really matter, does it?
No, not at all.
Rapping the most... I still don't understand why we haven't evolved to just not have rapping.
Oh, it's such a sweet card on there as well. Thank you so much. I'll open that later, because this is my first present of the day.
Rapping's mad, isn't it? When you think about it, what is the point?
Well, let's not forget, every Christmas, you're the guy that... and it's for charity, so I'll let you off. You're the guy that goes down to... Is it somewhere in Pinner?
It's Uxbridge, the Chimes.
Uxbridge, the Chimes, and
well,
they
it's
will...
it's Into now, actually, but...
Yeah, Into, and they... They wrap all your presents for you at Christmas,
yeah,
don't they?
I just bring them all there and they do it. And it's for charity. Everyone wins.
Yeah. And yeah, because like, the wrapping looks better, because I've seen you try to wrap something. It's terrible.
Look, happy birthday, mate.
Thank you.
This
your presents.
Is BBC Radio 1.
Mark in Birmingham says, I think your present from Chris is going to be 500 straws.
Oh, you do love the straws at the moment. You're stockpiling.
It's very unpopular to say, though, so let's not... Because I had the plastic people on yesterday, so just stop it, okay? And I am going to go to a metal straw very soon. I'm going to wean myself off.
When are you using these straws?
For my protein shakes.
I've never seen you use a straw.
No, you won't see it, but it does
happen. So at home, you use a straw with your drinks?
Yeah, sometimes.
Interesting.
Also, it's a Mariah Carey old technique, you know that, right?
What does that do?
Bypass the teeth so they stay white. That's true.
Oh.
So if you're drinking, like, I drink quite a lot of coffee.
You drink coffee through a straw?
Yeah, sometimes.
What?
Because, like, these teeth, look, white, aren't they?
Yeah, but I assume that's because they're not real.
It's a classic WWMD, what would Mariah do?
Right.
Yeah, so that like, it's
okay,
just
that's
bypasses
the, reason why
the teeth, so therefore they don't go brown.
Bypasses the false teeth, stops them discolouring.
Hello, Chris in Leicestershire, who says, Chris, you should have used tin foil to wrap Scott's present. That's been heard of before.
Well, I have done that at Christmas.
That has happened. Also, in the early hours of this morning, obviously I got it when I woke up, I had a voice memo from James the Private Investigator, who's on the show tomorrow. Let's play this to you.
Mm.
So this is what I woke up to this morning.
So, currently on the A303 near Maidenhead, and it is going on. So, it is currently 2:20 in the morning, and we've just pulled out of a prolific lay-by. But while we were there, we saw it going on, and I've got the most amazing picture that unfortunately I probably can't share because legal reasons. Confirmed, lorry drivers, A303, Maidenhead, definitely up to it.
See, we did say last week that the A303, which runs from Basingstoke all the way to Honiton in Devon, is a classic area for it.
So that must have been James, the PI, on the job
In a lay-by.
Oh, I can't wait to hear.
So he's going to be on the show with his findings tomorrow, and I believe he's got some more affair stories for us as well. People absolutely love James the Private Investigator, you know?
This picture as well that he's talking about.
I know, I can't wait.
Intrigued.
Also, must clear up something, because people that have had long shifts have just, a few of them have been on going, why were you on the radio at 3:30 this morning? Because you were on the radio on my way to work, and now I'm on my way home from work, and you're on the radio again. Well, that is because we've got a new podcast called Best in Show, and that goes out on the radio early hours of Wednesday morning. So, like this person says, what's going on? At 3:30 a.m. this morning, you were on Radio 1 with your buddy G talking about men's chest hair, and now you're back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some of our older stuff, so it's like we relive some of the older bits of the show that I certainly have forgotten about, and it's my show.
I like that, though. If you were up late or if you were getting up early today, you would have heard us. Yeah, yeah, makes sense.
We were on Radio 1, so for a lot of people who do really, really early shifts, we were their breakfast show this morning.
Hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, but you can get the Scott Mills Daily and also the Best in Show podcast at the moment, which is some of our older bits that you might want to hear again.
Scott Mills.
Right, so this show gets condensed into a daily podcast. Obviously, I love that you listen live between 1 and 4, but I know that you've got very busy lives, so sometimes it's not possible because annoying things like work get in the way. That's why the podcast is there. And you can listen live as well, where you get it, on the BBC iPlayer radio app. So, like, when you get out of your car or whatever, and you're like, oh, I don't want to miss this bit, or I don't want to miss this song, take Radio 1 with you, because it'll be right there on your mobile, and it's free. Get the BBC iPlayer radio app. You can find our podcast on there. It's called The Scott Mills Daily. If you can't listen live, it's all our best bits without the music from the show. Now, people can give it a star rating, which a lot of you do, and we'd encourage that more. 5 stars, please. Thank you, if you think we're worthy of that. And also, some people leave reviews. Some of them are really weird. However, it's great that you do leave reviews. And if you'd like to, then I would really much encourage that, because it bumps our podcast.
But if people do the star rating, does it give the average amount anywhere? So you can compare it to, say, your taxi rating?
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder what you've got a higher one, a taxi rating or podcast rating?
My taxi rating is actually pretty good.
No, I would just, you know, I'd assume the podcast one would be higher.
No, I'm good in taxis generally. Anyway, so I've got some music for this, which we borrowed from a show on BBC called Points of View, BBC One. It's a show where people just slag off the BBC. And say nice things as well.
That is weird. Now, blah, blibbity, blah, 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 blah.
Now, if that gets annoying at all, then let anyone just tell me to stop on 8 Double Wonder Number. That's the theme.
Don't lower our rating.
Anyway, so here he is. Blah, blibbity, blah, some reviews of our podcast. Like I said, when it gets annoying, just tell me.
Great podcasts. 4 stars. Scott Mills is gorgeous and very, very, very funny. The ideal man. Good looking with a good sense of humour.
Well, that's really nice.
A go show.
I've got a GCH. Oh, no, that's gas central heating, isn't it?
Mm. Good sense of humour.
Yes, a gosh.
I think that review's overly kind. I wouldn't say you're the ideal man. Would you?
Not ideal, no.
No. But we appreciate the sentiment. He's far not ideal.
Right. Why do you think not? Why do you think that?
Well, because they're not listing there all your faults, are they?
No. Anyway, thanks for that. I mean, obviously, we'd like you to rate the show, not how good-looking we are, but I'll take it, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
For to pump up the old ego. Anyway,
because
it's too much every time. Next one.
Careful. 5 stars. Be extremely cautious. If you share a house or flat with someone and you decide to listen to this late at night, then beware that even sticking a pillow in your mouth will not quieten your laughter. He is God, as are all his co-hosts.
That's really kind.
Pillow in mouth.
Right, so that guy has to put a pillow in his mouth to stop his neighbours from complaining because our podcast is that lol.
I don't believe that. And the walls must be very thin.
Yeah, must have waffer-thin walls.
Waffer-thin walls.
But thanks very much for that. And I would say that generally all the co-hosts over the years have been good. I mean, they come, they go, but all good, you know, mostly. Don't complain. You're one of the longest ones.
I wonder if I am.
Longest reigning, I think.
Next review?
Right, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Okay. Someone's saying that we wrote these. We didn't. We didn't. These are all real ones.
Scott Mills Podcast, 5 stars. Wow, I am so glad about Scott having his own podcast. It means I would never miss his sexy voice again. Keep being fantastic. Loads of love. ...
Okay, well, that's quite a sexy one, wasn't it?
That was said in quite a sexy way
it
as
was.
Well.
No, we didn't write these ones ourselves. Honestly, look them up. They're all on the podcast. You'll see it underneath. And here's the last one for now. And now this one accuses me of something, which is... which is not true.
Fab podcast, 5 stars. Although the prima donna of radio, this guy takes us to a new level. Watch your back, guys and girls. This is a great show.
What makes people think that I'm a prima donna?
Well, I guess it's just an impression that comes from the things that you say, the way you sort of refer to things. I mean, only the other day I heard you say no show way, no mo way. No mo way, no show way.
I
that
didn't
was
say
it.
That. You've borrowed that from there's a rock band that
he said this
say
to
that.
Me. He said this to me. A song was playing. I was like, should we go do this thing after? And he went, well, where is it? And I said where it was. And he went, no mo way, no show way.
No, I didn't say that though.
And that's the attitude that leads people to probably think you're a prima donna.
No, that's someone like Red Hot Chili Peppers or Foo Fighters has said that backstage at a gig.
And there was another one you said which was like that, sort of rhymed.
Right. Okay, whatever. Well, thanks very much, everybody that has sent in reviews so far for the Scott Mills Daily. Give us 5 stars, give us a review. Good to know that this show makes some people bite the pillow, though.
Scott Mills.
Write a review for our show. Make sure you give us all the stars that you think it's worthy of. This one is an accident at work one, which you cannot claim anything for, by the way.
Accident at work, 5 stars. People at work look at me funny when I suddenly wet myself. I don't care. This stuff is too funny not to laugh at.
You didn't actually wet yourself, though, and you can't claim against me for that. And this one.
JG the Cheshire Cat. 5 stars. Never fails to give me a sore mouth, with a constant grin it puts on my face.
Once again, that is...
Never fails to give me a sore mouth.
Yeah, that's...
What an odd phrase.
I know. Oh, your podcast gave me a sore mouth.
You gave me a sore mouth.
Oh, I forgot to play the theme. Here we go.
I don't really like it.
Come on, sing along. One more.
Fantastic. 5 stars. Scott and Chris are amazing. I wish I had them as my real dads.
Scott Mills. I've been thinking too much.
21 Pilots and Ride on BBC Radio 1. What you didn't know is when you were singing along to that that theme tune, I just recorded you there, just doing it.
Blah 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 blah.
You sound ridiculous.
Good. Well, what are you going to use that for?
Probably the gap in Bambaleo.
Oh yeah.
Fickle Friends coming up, and Eminem and Sigala. One more review of the show.
Future of Radio Podcasts. 4 stars. The podcast is really good and well funny, but I think Scott looks like a chav in that picture. You need to change it. It's not how I expected you to look.
Actually, funny you should mention that. A more appropriate picture is coming very soon.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
John Newman is on the show at 3:10 this afternoon. He's our tune of the week with Fire in Me. I'm so glad he's back. He's a laugh as well. John Newman, 3:10 this afternoon. Are we ready to Bambaleo?
Feels weird, though, because it's not really like halfway through a week that you need to be halfway. Yeah, go on then, let's do it.
This is our celebration of when we're halfway through the week, but for most people, obviously, you're more than that. Starting with a review of our podcast.
Accident at work, 5 stars. People at work look at me funny when I suddenly wet myself. I don't care. This stuff is too funny not to laugh at.
Never happened. And now over to BBC Hereford and Worcester.
As for Worcester City Centre, bear in mind there's the work in Sansom Street. If you'd normally take the route up the butt.
Some travel news there. Here's Sir Cliff Richard talking about Elvis Presley.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
So Elton John talking about his pop star friend.
And I'm so sorry I can't be there in person, but I couldn't miss the opportunity to talk about one of my dear friends. For the very first time I heard Ed Sheeran.
Doing it wrong.
Ed Sheeran. Bruno Mars sounds a lot like Bart Simpson.
Yo, hey, what's happening, dude? I'm a guy with a rep for being rude, terrorizing people wherever I go. It's
drop top Porsche, rolling on my wrist, Red. Diamonds up and down my chain.
Uh-huh. We're not the same.
He's Jason and can't tell me nothing, bossed up and not. Everybody, if you can do the fine
man. My Jammer with some petty crimes.
Well, no, I'm not saying I did it, but I'm saying what if I was to have put a candle at a restaurant in my bag?
Was it an expensive candle?
Not too sure.
Well,
you know.
Hang on, that's gone. You're a rubbish judge. What do you mean? Is it an expensive candle?
No, well, hang on, I'm very grateful for your assessment of my legal talent, Christopher.
Judge Rinder there. And now over to the snooker.
Good pot, kiss on the brown. And a nice kiss on the brown gives him a nice angle to come down towards the red.
Oh, my.
Blah, 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 blah.
Good, Chris. A classic?
Go on, pigs.
I'll gap this.
Can you play a tune on your buttocks and let me see if I can guess what that tune is?
Keith Lemon.
Give me a tune, Keith. Give me a tune.
Could you play Little Mix, Shout Out to Your Ex, or On Your Buttocks?
Last week's tune of the week.
I've got no roots.
And finally, back to BBC Hereford and Worcester.
In my adult life, I think the most interesting thing I've been up is Lord Hereford's knob.
I've got no roots.
I've got no roots.
Come on then, 81199.
No te da perdón de Dios.
Go on, pigs.
Tú eres mi vida, la fortuna del destino.
Five-star gap today. Thank you, says Stephen in Suffolk. Callum putting ceilings up in Inverness. Bumbling with his hammer. Careful now. Reedman in Huntingdon still painting his boss's door frames. Oh, yeah, we mentioned him the other day. Sophie enjoying the five-star gap, designing kitchens in Thorn.
Bambalaya.
Come on. Josh bumblowing his spanners off in Barnsley. Alex in Stoke says, exceptional gap today. My body hurts from laughing. Getting ready for Magaluf tomorrow.
Magaluf tomorrow?
A bit too early, but yeah.
Liam in Middlesbrough, just bambalayed into my cup of soup. I think all fine.
Yeah. Hope, don't drink that. Jess bumblowing and dog grooming in Norwich, where it's raining.
Dangerous to do at the same time, perhaps, but go with it. Richard bumblowing in the tropical paradise of Quadring. I think I say that wrong every week, Quadring.
Yeah.
I think it's Quadring. Clappy bit.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Bambalaya. Bambalaya.
John says he's a massive fan of the dictionary. He's bumblowing his hard hat off in his digger in Devon. Bambalaya. Fraser, the open reach engineer, currently down a manhole, last day at work. He's off for the next 5 days. Also, we've got Chris, Izzy and Charlie, three uni students on a spontaneous road trip touring the UK, starting in Manchester, then Southampton, then Reading and Oxford.
Scott Mills.
We've got a girl who works on the show who's a lot of fun called Sophie, and I like a fuss about my birthday. You know I don't like a fuss. But she loves to make a fuss on people's birthdays. It was yours the other day. She did a special
happy birthday. It's a weird tradition which has started.
Yeah, but she composes her own, like, on the spot. I just got it on my Instagram story. This is Sophie, you might remember if you listen to the show a lot, who is doing very well, actually, at Weight Watchers at the moment, despite the snacks. And
She said. She was talking to us on the show about how tricky it was sticking to this thing when there's so many snacks around, basically.
Right. Yeah, so she'll go down to the canteen with the best intentions, come back with fish and chips and everything. But she's doing really well. And can I just say, she's lost 10%.
Yeah.
10% of what, I don't know, but she's got a certificate and she's got a key ring, which
is in
the shape of 10. And here's her happy birthday message to me.
It's a happy, happy birthday to Scott Mills. Happy birthday to you, Scott Mills. And we're so happy, happy birthday to Scott Mills. Happy birthday to Scott Mills!
The great thing about that, if you watch it, is that you're so used to Sophie now, Chris, that you're completely stony-faced. Mm. Like it's the most normal thing ever.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here, feeling blessed today. Blessed.
Blessed? Why?
I've had birthday wishes from John Newman and Kelly Lee, who is the vocalist on More Than Friends by James Hype.
Oh, well, we should play it then,
Thanks, Kelly. Thanks, John.
Are you buzzing for that?
Buzzing.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
She's a lovely girl.
It is mad when you get a tweet from a famous like that wishing you happy birthday. I mean, that's cool. Who would have thought, Scott, when you were just a young Scott Mills?
Right. Like, in my bedroom when I was 8, pretending to be on Radio 1, who would have thought that I would have got messages from pop stars saying happy birthday?
But do you read anything into who hasn't said happy birthday to you?
Not really. I don't like a fuss. Hello, Naomi.
Yes, happy birthday.
Oh, another one. Hashtag blessed. Where are you, Naomi?
I'm in Milton Keynes.
Oh, that's nice. And what are you doing at the moment?
I'm just going to pick my granddad up a Greg sausage roll.
Oh, right. What is it? Greg sausage roll Wednesday, is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, does this happen on a regular basis every Wednesday, every other Wednesday?
No, so he's been quite ill, so he rang me and asked me if I'd get him a sausage roll. So I said, yeah.
Oh, you're cute.
Oh, you're a good person.
And I hear, granddaughter.
I hear you've had some brushes with greatness this week as well.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, it wasn't this week, it was a few months ago, but Tom Fletcher and Carrie Hope Fletcher.
Tom Fletcher and his sister in the same week from McFly.
Yep.
His sister,
massive,
obviously not
fan.
In McFly. Who do you normally pick in bangers?
I usually go for you, Scott.
I mean, that would be terrible on my birthday and all. Here's what I've got for you. Yes.
What's good?
Just East, D-A-N-C-E, damn.
Love it.
Were you saying you love it, Naomi, or were you saying, who's this?
No, I said love it.
Oh, you love it?
Yeah, sorry.
Good one, I think it's going to be a tricky sale for me today, because it is your birthday, Scott. But we'll go with it. I'm 2-0 up. Naomi, please choose this. It's a tune. This is Hard Fight. Hard to beat.
This is a difficult one.
Gotta say, our bangers choices are brilliant at the moment, I think.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Okay, so, what are we going for?
So, both very, very good songs, and I do like both of them, but seeing as it is your birthday, I'm going to have to go with Scott.
I mean, that shouldn't sway you.
Sell out.
No, it's definitely the better song.
Okay, thank you.
Get ready to ignite.
That's Justice, D-A-N-C-E, which is my banger today, and it won, so...
2-1.
2-1, thank goodness.
Basically, this week, you can only really go for a draw.
Yeah, because no show on Friday. Different shows on Friday, and on Monday as well.
Good bangers choices today, though, I think. Although, I think you won Cos birthday.
Shawn Mendes, In My Blood, is an amazing song. That's coming up. And also... one of the many celebrities and singers to wish me, well, two actually.
There's been a surprising amount who haven't.
Singers to wish me a happy birthday today. Kelly Lee coming up, More Than Friends. That was always due to be played, not just because of the birthday wish.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Who's Tony Romo then?
What makes you ask?
Because that's the bit that really sticks out in the song for me. Tony Romo.
Oh, I don't know.
Isn't that a chain of, like, American pizza restaurants? No, Tony Roma.
Yeah, I mean, you're throwing this out there now. I don't have the answer to that.
I just, like, you know when you hear the songs every day and you're like, oh, just wish I know who Tony Romo was.
Because I always think he's shouting out someone else.
Oh, hang on, we found it.
Okay, Tony Romo is... okay, an American football quarterback.
Oh, boring.
Scott Mills.
Good afternoon, John Newman.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to your favourite show.
It is my favourite show. And do you know what? It even feels good to hear my voice next to yours with these compressors on. Because I'm like, I'm on the show.
You big geek. How you doing? All right?
I'm all right. Really good.
So you took a bit of a break because you're like, okay, I've been a pop star for a bit. But now you're back.
Yes. And I'm actually excited to be back. I got to the point where I was like, I don't want to do interviews anymore. I don't want to do all, and I didn't want to do anything. And then
did they get boring? Yeah.
No, they don't actually get boring when they're good, but the bad ones get boring.
Right.
And I just lost myself a little bit. So I needed to go back to my mum and chill out for a bit and sort my head out.
But isn't that such a shame? Because there must be so many people listening right now that think that you do the best job. And to hear someone that maybe got put off that is a little bit sad to hear.
It is a bit of one of those, like, stupid things where you're like, first world problem, where I'm about to sit, like, I'm like, oh, you know, I kind of lost myself. I was on a yacht with some models. And
yeah, it was terrible.
In Mexico.
Yeah. Now, the other day I saw you tweet, I think it was, that you thought that Chris was the funniest guy on the planet.
No, my Twitter got hacked.
Oh, right, is that what
I thought something was up with it.
I've just said this to your producer. I generally think you are really, really funny.
But in what context are you saying that?
Like, now, just you saying that's funny to me.
Why?
I don't know, I just find you really funny.
Are you laughing at me or with me?
No, I'm with you.
Or both?
Like, when I listen to your show, I feel like I'm with you.
Yeah. Really?
Like the Fernando thing, like,
oh, you like
set
that?
It, honestly, I just lost it.
Yeah.
I was driving and I just lost, I thought it was hilarious.
Okay. Chris, of course, Fernando is your alter ego.
Yeah, I should point out that Fernando isn't me. Well, alter ego? No, he's my friend.
I prefer it when you don't say that, and people generally think
that
he exists.
Yes. We all know that it's just Chris with a voice changer saying things that he can't say in his normal voice because he'd get into trouble with one, his boss, or two, his girlfriend.
No, don't. Why would you say that? Right. It's. John, Fernando is a friend of mine that comes in sometimes, talks about issues. In
That's
his
right.
Life.
Obvs.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of alter ego, John?
I'm going to change my name after this. I'm ready for the new pseudonym anyway. But when I book into hotels, we put it under Dick Steele.
Well, why have you said that?
Because it reads the other way around on a computer.
But why have you said that? Because now you're going to have to change it.
Yeah, no, I'm bored of it anyway now.
All right, okay.
That's amazing.
Maybe in a minute you could bring your friend Dick in and we could have a chat with him. Would you like that?
Oh, so we speak to...
Should we speak to him?
What, interview his alter ego rather than John Newman?
Why don't we... Right, because I bet that Dick would be able to tell us things about John that John would never be able to say. So
that's a great idea.
Let's play Fire in Me, my tune of the week, and then we'll bring him in.
Dick Steele's on.
All right, wait there.
I'm starting with my intuition. I'm starting with my strengths. I'm getting back my old ambitions. Returning once again. My knuckles are so red and raw. Still got a fire in me.
John Newman firing me on BBC Radio 1. Now, John really likes it when your friend Fernando comes in.
He's a nice guy. Friend Fernando, who comes in to talk about certain issues.
So why don't you... I know your friend Dick Steele's outside.
Said Dick Steele's outside.
Why don't you go and why don't you go and fetch him?
I'll grab him.
And then go on.
Dick.
Yo, Dick.
Hello, Dick.
Come in, Dick. Where's old Steely?
Come on.
Steely.
Coming in.
There he is.
Coming in. Oh.
Hello.
Just come in here. Hello.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
My name is Dick.
Right.
And I'm very good friends with John.
Right, okay.
I often think about John and Radio 1 and think his records should probably just wipe out the rest of the records.
Just be a John Newman station.
I think it should be called Radio John.
Dick, I think it's fair to say John must have had some big nights out in the past, those rudimental days and stuff like that. Is there one night that particularly stands out as a memorable night for whatever reason? And what could that have been, Dick?
Obviously, John would never tell us this, but you can tell us.
Yeah, obviously, he's had some real big ones. We did quite a lot with Rudimental. We did a whole... John did quite a lot with Rudimental. And they went to Ibiza for a long period of time, but I think John really fled when he developed his own career, really, and the nights out were more focused on him, you know. Just general ropes, bottles and parties he's really into.
Yes.
You know.
I mean, he's much more famous than the other ones.
He's a lot famouser than me.
But also much more famous than anyone in Rudimental. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I'll be honest, yes.
Go on, name one of Rudiment's night. I bet you can't, Dick.
Stephen.
Okay, I'll have to Google that.
Dick, you were saying that that John is writing lots of music for people at the moment. Has he been approached by someone that he just doesn't want to write music for and it's led to an
awkward situation?
I was wondering, Dick, if you could tell us who that person is.
There must have been some terrible ones. Oh, go on, please, John Newman, write me a song. I want to have a hit. Not you.
Sorry, I'm Dick.
Yeah, Dick has to go. John has to go, no, sorry. And that must be really awkward for him, is it?
Yes, of course it is for John, because it's harder because he's a really nice guy that generally cares about everybody. I wouldn't think it'd be fair for me to name the people he chose not to work with.
And why does John not want to work with them?
It could be damaging to his career, I guess.
Okay. And credibility.
Yes.
Dick, you and John are good friends. I'm sure you have a very similar music taste.
Yes.
Any songs right now that just really not keen on?
Well, when John wakes up, he plays the Spice Girls very loud, and when I'm still sleeping, I don't like it.
You share a bed? What?
We often sleep in the same bed, yes, because we're the same person, you idiot.
Oh, yeah, even I'm getting confused now.
I know that John's worked with Calvin Harris before. What would he, or what would you say, obviously John wouldn't be able to, was the most really annoying thing about him?
Farting.
Is that true?
I don't know. I haven't spent much time with him. John has.
Right. Yes. Okay, well, I'll ask John that one then. All right, Dick Steele, well, real nice to meet you today.
That's been a pleasure, Dick.
I can't believe you've brought me to life.
Now, if you could go and get John, please, because he's the reason that we're all here today.
John's just outside.
I shall call him my lover name, I call him. John to the fifth. Come on, pop in.
The fifth?
The fifth.
Hello, John.
John's back.
You're back.
What's he been saying?
Oh, nothing. No, nothing things. Bad. Nothing bad.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
I'm trying to work out who I like more, John Newman or Dick Steele.
I think I prefer Dick Steele.
I prefer Dick.
He can be your safe place, can't he?
I might record a tune with his voice.
Scott Mills.
John Newman is here, and we've already met his friend Dick as well, which is good. Now, John, obviously, you've got the voice of an angel.
Thank you.
Now, John, if you wouldn't mind lending those golden vocals, which we think are fantastic, to something that we found earlier today, because we believe that John Newman can make absolutely anything sound good. Right, Chris?
Yeah.
So we have unearthed a song from 1986. Now, the 80s were a very, very different time, and someone thought it would be a great idea to add lyrics to the EastEnders theme tune.
Which is weird, right? Because everyone knows the EastEnders theme, but you won't have heard it with words.
This has got. I'm assuming. Went to number 4 in the charts.
Have you heard this?
It must have been an off week. Everyone must have been having week off.
Just the 80s. Oh. Right, listen to this. This is by Anita Dobson, who's married to Brian May off of Queen. And she was in EastEnders at the time, and she recorded this. Anyone can fall in love. That's not hard to do. It isn't so hard. Worst lyrics of all time.
Annoyingly, that melody's just so good.
Love lasts forever. The melody is great, and
that's
it's
annoying
still
because
on.
The lyrics are awful.
Yeah, but I know that you can make it your own because it's. Can we just like do a John Newman 2018?
How do you want to do this? Do you want to use her lyrics or do you want to do your own lyrics?
If the challenge is for me to make it sound good, I should use her lyrics.
I think.
Yeah.
Keep to Anita's original.
I should make you feel. Feel there is a love within the room.
Yeah, because
from what I'm doing.
Because I, like, she was just singing it, and not that well.
No.
So, like, I've got the actual EastEnders theme here, which obviously everybody knows.
Does her version start with the drums?
No. And it's
that's a huge.
Hers is higher.
Yeah, mishap as well.
Hers is a lot higher. So. Different
and faster.
And faster. All right. 2018, EastEnders theme. John Newman can make this a whole lot better than it was in 86. Here we go.
Anyone can fall in love. That's the easy part. You must keep it going. Anyone can fall in love. Over the years, it has to keep growing.
Yes. Feeling that.
Has to keep growing.
How was that for you?
Oh, that was really nice.
How was that for you?
That went really well for me.
Thank you very much.
I felt like that was really good. Now, there's only one person that I feel wouldn't have agreed with how good that went because he's very competitive with me.
Oh, well, not Dick again.
You want to bring Dick in, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Okay,
let's get Dick involved.
Okay. Come on. Hello again, Dick.
Hello.
For some reason, John wants you to sing the EastEnders theme tune with lyrics.
That's not the point. The point is I tried to get his attention for the window to tell him it was... he's very good in the shower, but not on the radio. Okay. It was awful.
Okay. Come on,
the
Dick.
The song was very good. Okay. He was atrocious.
Okay, well, you try again. You try
Thank
it.
You.
You try it for us.
Okay, party people. Anyone can fall in love. Yes, that's the easy part. You must keep going. Anyone can fall in love. Yes, because over the years, it has to keep growing, growing, growing. Yes.
Dick Steele.
Well, that was a lot better.
Wasn't it? And can I say thank you to you today, Dick?
Thank you more, Scott. You're a lovely gentleman.
And can I also say thank you to you, John Newman, for coming in today?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. I agree with Dick that you are a lovely gentleman.
Thanks to you both.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.